Today's Veterans Radio program is dedicated to the families of the victims and the survivors of those horrible shootings in Newton, Connecticut.
From the studios of Ave Maria Radio in Ann Arbor, this is Veterans Radio. And now, here's your host, Dale Thronberg.
And good morning, America, and welcome to Veterans Radio. We're so pleased and excited to have you here listening to us on our home station, WDEO 990 AM in Ann Arbor, Michigan, on the Ave Maria Radio Network. And joining me back in the studio is my partner and good friend, Bob Gould. Bob, welcome home.
Oh, thank you, Dale, and thanks to everybody out there that I've heard from and that sent emails and a few cards and just was really supportive. It's good to be back. I look here and the surroundings are different. Oh, boy, what did you do? You must have spent a couple of weeks painting this joint and getting it all ready.
I'm checking on that. It looks like we might have a little technical difficulty. Let's try this other microphone and see if that one's on. I'll just keep talking. Try and see if we've got you on the air, Bob.
Okay, I'm back.
No, this one.
Okay, here you go.
There. How's that? Well, that
That's
should be
much
on.
Better. So we're going to go back and we'll edit that out. And I'll just go back again and say we want to welcome Bob back to the program. It's so good to see you. And let us know how you're feeling.
Well, I'm feeling myself, and that's kind of good. I don't know. There's always was a joke like that. But it's good to be back, and it's good to be talking with all of you. Mm-hmm. Right here at WDEO in beautiful Ann Arbor, Michigan. Huh? We got it all right here, and we are in the center of Michigan, in the center of Ann Arbor.
Absolutely, and as I mentioned earlier, we are coming to you from the studios of Ave Maria Radio, and I was hoping to get a call, but he hasn't contacted us yet. But I want to talk about Ave Maria's fundraiser that's going on this last week, and I don't know how many of you are familiar with Ave Maria Radio, but it is a Catholic radio station, and it talks about faith, and it talks about your relationships with God, and I think it's a very, very important network out there to provide those messages, and we are so grateful and thankful to Ave Maria Radio for allowing us to use their facilities. We've got a great studio in here, and of course we're able to talk to the world out there, but they're doing a fundraiser this week, and Bob and I were both on Ave Maria Radio yesterday.
In the last couple of days.
Mm-hmm. The last couple of days, and we want you to go to the Ave Maria website and click on Donate Now. They really could use your support. And I think it's a very important thing for you to do. So go to AveMaria.net, click on Donate Now, and help these folks out.
It's the reason that we're here, folks. Your donations go to Ave Maria. It helps keep us on the air. And, of course, we want to keep giving all those veterans stories and the things that you have enjoyed being a part of Veterans Radio in the past. And we can do that. And with every donation that you give to Ave Maria, first of all, you feel great. That feels great.
Mm-hmm. That because does feel good.
Right.
That
and there's so much, so much to be done here. It's not always all Catholic. There are secular moments, and we happen to be one of them. But we like to think that we do reach out into the community, the veterans community, and we help bring them out to you. And again, it goes through WDEO.
That's right. WDEO.
WDEO.
Go on the internet, click on WDEO or Ave Maria Radio, and click on Donate Now.
And it is Ave Maria Radio. .net. Be sure it's .net.
Right. You'll find them.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll find them. And if you're listening to us on the internet, you're already there. So you can do that. So we want to just thank you for your contributions in advance, as they say. Well, Bob, we've got an interesting program coming up today. It's called Veterans Gifts for Veterans, and we wanted to encourage people to call in if you've got a gift idea or run a business and you want to contribute and have people go to you to find these gifts for veterans. We've got publishers on. We've got flag people on. We've got some authors on, and we're going to be talking about some of the programs that we've done this over the last year. I just printed out all the flyers, and it's a stack about an inch high. And it's just amazing the people that we've had the privilege of talking to over the last 12 months.
We're playing Santa.
We are playing Santa.
We are. Yeah, we left the sleigh outside. Of course, there's no snow yet, but...
We're hoping we'll get
snow.
We're
one of Santa's elves today. And get your pencil and paper now. There's Dale's getting his. Right. Get your pencil in case he finds something he wants to buy. Forgot about it over the last year. By the way, we do these every year, folks, and the feedback that we get from you is incredible. Because you do. You come up, you have a grandfather or a dad or a son or an uncle or an aunt. And you want to know, gosh, what do I get these people? They're over in Afghanistan. Well, this program will help you with your military Christmas shopping.
Well, considering all of the people that we've talked to from World War II on, there's a lot of great opportunities here, some really fascinating books that I think that your veteran will enjoy and that you should like that. If you want to get on the program with your idea, we'll try to get you on today. The number is 877-573-7825. 877-573-7825. We're going to take a break right now for a moment, and we'll be back with the publishing house, Zenith Press. You guys are going to be really impressed with these guys. You're listening to Veterans Radio. We'll be right back.
You have honorably served the United States and the Marine Corps in times of peace and war. Now we would like to serve you. The Marine Scholars Program covers the total cost of attending Ave Maria University. By combining resources from the Ave Maria University Marine Scholars Funding, federal financial aid entitlements, and the GI Bill, the benefits are granted for the duration of the recipient's study at Ave Maria University, contingent upon good conduct and good academic standing. The Marine Scholars Program is open to all reserve and active component Marines and other combat veterans of Operation Enduring Freedom and Operation Iraqi Freedom who have honorably served our country. Please visit us online at www.avemaria.edu. Or call the Assistant Director of Admission at 239-280-2552. You helped us. Now let us help you. Semper Fi.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
And we are back on Veterans Radio, and it is the most wonderful time of the year. And we've got gifts for veterans today. And our first guest on the program is from Zenith Press, and his name is Eric Gilk. I'm going to mispronounce your name. I know, Eric, so I apologize in advance.
It's okay.
Yeah. My message I got from... Anyway, welcome to Veterans Radio, Eric, and we're excited to have you on the program and excited to talk about what Zenith Press can offer to our listeners.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. You made a comment in your earlier segment that there's no snow in Ann Arbor, and I think there's plenty here in Minneapolis where Zenith Press is...
So you're going to want to send us some, is that right?
We'll give you all the snow that you want, believe me.
Okay, yeah, we've been talking about it. We're trying to get into it. It is the most wonderful time of the year, but most of us who are from the northern part of the country, we're going, this would be the second year in a row we haven't had very much at all.
Exactly.
So tell me about Zenith Press. I was really fascinated to hear about this from Nicole.
Yeah, Zenith Press is it's the history and military history publishing house, part of Keyside Publishing, and we have offices all over the United States and in around the world. London is our headquarters, but we have offices in Boston and New York and Minneapolis and Los Angeles as well. And Zenith is located in Minneapolis, as I mentioned, and we publish a lot of military history as well as a lot of history. So that's our focus. We're really ingrained in the veteran community, and yeah, we're just excited to talk about some of the books that would make great gifts for your veterans.
Well, I got a nice list of them, so why don't you go through it? Let's start with Normandy. We all know about Normandy.
Yeah, Normandy. I mean, it's a subject that's been written about a lot. It's probably one of the most iconic military historical moments of the 20th century, and we just decided to take a new approach to it. And Venus is starting a line of graphic nonfiction, which is sort of a very high-level way of saying comics. And so we contracted Wayne Van Zandt, who was the primary artist and illustrator for Marvel Comics, The Nom. Wayne is also a Vietnam vet, and he writes a lot of historical, accurate comic books. And so Normandy is our first entry into this, and it goes over the planning of D-Day as well as the first 2 months of the Normandy campaign. We're really excited about this book. It's great. We've gotten great reviews from a lot of magazines, and it's a perfect way to introduce something that's very serious to new readers. I mean, well, that was the entire intent of this.
It really does work well. I've heard this. In fact, I think I've talked with Wayne on the program. He's worked with one of our partners, Dwight Zimmerman. On graphic novels like these.
Yes, and Dwight and Wayne also have a new book out on Frederick Douglass and Abraham Lincoln right now. So Wayne is somebody that I really respect, and I think we're really lucky to have him working with us.
Well, I'm excited. I found these books to be very interesting, especially when I talk to younger, some of the students that I have and show them these. They go, oh, now I understand. And I think that's a great way, you know, it's kind of our...
Well, not only that, but they can now do their homework, right?
Yes.
I mean,
there
it is, right there.
It's like the updated Classics Illustrated that got me through freshman English in college.
What were those comics called that we always got before we had to write a paper?
Classics Illustrated.
Oh, okay.
I never would have read Moby Dick without Classics Illustrated.
That's right.
But it got me through. All right, so we've got to Normandy. Now we're going to the other side of the world, and we've got Mission to Tokyo.
Yeah, Mission to Tokyo is written by really just an amazing author, Robert F. Dorr. He's written, you know, over 30 books, more than a few of them with Venus Press. He writes just beautifully engaging historical narratives, and this informally is the last book in a trilogy about World War II aviation. And so Mission to Tokyo, he's taking a look and profiling some of the pilots who went on the final bombing raids of Tokyo post-1945, or in the early months of 1945, excuse me. So after we had landed on Iwo Jima and, you know, got the airbase there, he talks about how we, you know, sort of used these strategic airstrips, you know, south of Japan, and talks, you know, mainly about, you know, Curtis LeMay's, you know, firebombing policy. But it's not only about that. It's not a political history so much. It's a story of the guys and the men, and he's really, really great at putting a human face on some of these heroes from World War II.
It's really interesting how our the 7 degrees of separation is really coming into play here, because we've had Robert on the program when talking about his Mission to Berlin book.
If you've read Mission to Berlin, it's basically the same idea and same structure and same narrative voice applied to, you know, something around the world, but equally important.
I think that our listeners will really enjoy these books. Bob is a great author, and he tells a great story. And I think we have to go back on our archives. I can't remember when he was on the program, but I know we did Mission to Berlin.
Yeah.
And so we're going to have to get a hold of him to do Mission to Tokyo coming
up. Absolutely. He has a new book coming out with us next fall as well, so we can sort of talk that too. It's about fighting Hitler's jets, which is back into Europe and talking about how, you know, the American pilots, when they encountered German jets for the first time, and how they reacted and adapted their aviation tactics to that.
I think these books are so important, Eric, because I'm in the older generation now, but you know, the younger generation really doesn't really have a concept of what their great grandparents and some of their grandparents went through during World War II, and I think that they'll be fascinated to read these really true stories about these veterans and the activities that they were involved in and how they really did turn out to be certainly the greatest generation of our time.
Absolutely. Agreed.
So going from Tokyo, we're moving to Africa.
Yeah.
We are moving fast.
We're just moving around. We have a book by Colin Heaton and Emery Lewis, who is they're a writing team based in North Carolina. And Colin is widely considered to be one of the, you know, foremost and emerging experts in German aviation. So here, you know, if we're talking about Bob Dorr's Mission to Berlin, we want to sort of go to the other side. And what were the German pilots thinking at that time? And here is a biography of Hans Marseille, who is widely regarded as the preeminent German Luftwaffe pilot. Really interesting character. He was not a Nazi. He was son of a Prussian aristocrat. He was widely regarded to be the best German Luftwaffe pilot, but he was kind of kind of a loose cannon. Nobody liked dealing with him.
Mm-hmm.
So they shipped him to North Africa, and he died very young. But there's many, many interesting stories of him antagonizing Hitler and Goering at dinners. He just really went his own way. And just this is considered to be the first English biography of Hans Mercier in many, many years, based on transcripts that Colin got from German pilots when he was stationed in West Germany in the 1980s.
Oh, okay. All right. I think it's rather interesting when we look at our, you know, we're starting to look at warriors from other cultures, you know, that were always the bad guys. And so it's always fascinating to find out that they have many of the similarities that many of our heroes do, too. It's just that
absolutely,
we think they were fighting
absolutely
on the wrong side.
They were.
Speaking of on the right, now we have a pictorial history coming up of the Marine Fighting Squadron. It looks like the Swashbucklers and Black Sheep.
Absolutely. This is a big picture coffee table book. It's a great gift book for the holiday season. It's written by Bruce Gamble, and he is a naval historian who's written many, many successful books. He's an expert on Greg Pappy Boyington, who is the leader of the Swashbucklers and Black Sheep. He's written a biography of them. And this is, you know, Bruce sort of went into the archives and found many photographs about this famed aviation unit, which is why they consider to be one of the more famous ones of the 20th century. And, you know, Bruce just sort of brings a human touch to these guys. Really great book. It was the basis for a 1970s television show, Baba Black Sheep.
Oh, okay.
Some of your listeners might remember.
Yes.
This is the same group.
Okay, and then it looks like finally on my list, hold on, I got to check, I got a lot of papers here. on my list was the, looks like the Jet, the Stormbird.
Yeah, it's, this is also a book by Colin Heaton and Anne Marie Lewis. This is about the world's first combat jet, which is the ME-262. It was built by the Germans and used first in August 1944. So it was, you know, a latecomer to the war. A lot of American aviators, you know, are thankful for that just because it really was a game changer in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that the Germans couldn't get their act together just gave us opportunity to, you know, turn the tide as we did. And this book is just about a history of it. It's a history of a piece of technology, you know, and sort of beyond the ME-262 operating in World War II. You know, this plane was the basis for, you know, the F-86 Sabre in Korea and the MiGs, the Russian MiGs. So this technology was sort of, you know, taken by the Americans and the Russians after World War II. We did our own things, and then, you know, this technology we met in the Cold War 10 years later. So it's really, you know, the ME-262 is a really fascinating piece of technology.
Well, if people, where would people go to get a hold of these books?
I would go to Amazon or to QBookshop. QBookshop is our hosted website where you can buy books, but you know, if you just go to Amazon or any good booksellers out there, they'll have these books available.
Okay, so do you specialize more in the World War II genre, or is it just military books in general?
These books specifically are World War II, and we specialize, you know, we do a lot of our publishing in World War II. There seems just to be a, you know, great interest in that subject area, which is not at the expense of others, but just, you know, these are just really fascinating stories. And yeah, any bookshop that would carry World War II or military history stuff should have these.
Okay. Well, Eric, I want to thank you so very much for being on Veteran Radio.
Bob
wanted to ask a question.
Eric, do you have a warehouse to keep most of these books? How do you do this? It sounds like a military operation. So if somebody orders a book, where do you have these things squirreled away? How do you do this?
Yeah, we have warehouses. We have a warehouse in Wisconsin. And when people, I mean, it's very complicated in the sense of if a bookstore orders a book, there's a middleman, and we would send books to that middleman, and the middleman would then send books to the bookstore. But we do a lot of direct-to-consumer stuff where people would order right from our website. Amazon has their own warehouse. Barnes & Noble has their own warehouse. So there's a lot of layers in between us and the consumer. It just depends on where you order it. Depends on how the book gets to you.
Well, thank you very much.
Right. Thank you, Eric. Thanks very much.
All right.
Folks, go out there and check out Zenith Press for all these great books, and we'll be talking. Maybe we can get together later on in the new year and see how we can help each other out.
Great place to visit Ann Arbor.
it would be
That's
my pleasure.
Right. Especially on January 1.
It's warmer than it is in Minneapolis.
It is. Most it would be a tropical vacation for me.
Yeah, because we're south.
Yes.
Thanks, Eric, very much.
Thank you very much.
All right, we're on Veterans Radio here, and we're talking about gifts for veterans. If you've got something that you want to add to the conversation, give us a call here at 877-573-7825. While we're waiting to try and get a hold of our next guest, I want to talk a little bit about some of the books that we've talked about here on Veterans Radio this year. And, in fact, I'm going to put Nina on the spot here for a second and just ask her to come on the air, and maybe she can tell us some of the things that she remembers from this year. So speak, oh mighty one.
Yeah, get that pot up. Nina?
Okay, I'm not hearing Nina. This is very weird today. Must be the gremlins must be around.
Again, yes. Well, while we're waiting.
While we're waiting.
Let me talk about you. Yeah, maybe we're talking about gifts to the vets. Here's one, Dale, and you can comment. These scars are sacred.
Oh, these scars are sacred. That's Elliot Storm. And Elliot Storm is a good buddy of ours. And as we talked about at the beginning of the program, I was thinking about him this morning about, you know, 'cause he lives in Connecticut. And I was very concerned about what happened out there, of course. And Elliot, if you're listening, if you want to give us a call, we'd be more than happy to talk to you about how what's happening
again,
there. The number is 877-573-7825. And you know, that's such a tragic event, and it kind of, you know, takes the stuffings out of everything. But we still want to make sure that our veterans get their gifts. I'm hoping that they will come through for that. But while we're waiting for to get Nina on, I wanted to talk about a couple of things. We've got books that Dwight Zimmerman, of course, who does our At Ease program once a month, the last Saturday of the month, is connected. I see phones are ringing.
Talk a little bit, just a little bit about Dwight and his connection with Mr. O'Reilly. I'm reading the book right now, and folks, if you want to buy a book, not only for the veteran, but for yourself, Killing Lincoln, there happens to be a co-author, so I'm not sure who was the main author here, but he's good. And I may not be necessarily always in step with Mr. O'Reilly, but if this is the way the guy writes, wow. I mean, I hate to use a cliche, it's a page turner, but it's more than that, man. You want to finish it in one day. And it's just not historical, but the research that they did, little small detail. He didn't want to be called Abe.
Mm-hmm.
He did not. He and his wife called him Mr. Lincoln.
I like the respect there.
And it was. It's exactly what, no, it's exactly what it was, what it was about. And it's these little nuggets of information. The book is full of them. Whoever did that research really did their job, whether it was Mr. O'Reilly or the other gentleman. It's fantastic, folks. That's a buyer and a keeper. And it's Killing Lincoln.
And he's also just finished one on Killing Kennedy. And the reason that he did this, and we haven't been able to get Mr. O'Reilly on our program.
Oh, we're going to do it.
We're working on it.
We're going to do it.
Is that he wants our high school students to know our history. And no offense to our history teachers out there, but sometimes we just don't, you know, there's not enough time in a year to get to everything and on a personal level. And Dwight says that he was, you know, Dwight worked on a, I want to say sort of like a Reader's Digest version of it for middle school students. And Dwight will talk about this later on because he's supposed to be on later on in the hour. But, again, we're talking about books here, folks, and we're talking about gifts and all kinds of things with you. And we want you to, you know, give us a call here at 877-573-7825. And we'll be happy to promote your books today. I'm supposed to look down again. And, okay, thank you very much. Can I hear you now?
I think so.
Oh, there you are.
I got it figured out. Yeah, we're all good here. The board is safe and not broken, I promise. I guess I wanted to chime in and talk about books, of course. One of the first programs I did with you guys, I think it might have been one of my first board operating experiences, was when we talked to the Donut Dollies. And I really enjoyed...
That was a great one.
Mm-hmm, I enjoyed hearing what the nice lady had to say. I can't imagine what it's like to be there, to be in that situation. So it was nice to just kind of get an idea of what you guys did and what these women, these young ladies did as well. And keeping morale and, just being really wonderful and gracious women. So that was, I guess a role model kind of experience. That's mm-hmm. something to strive for as a female, to just be a good person. And I think our listeners enjoy hearing about animals, about our soldier dogs, and about the healing nature, how man's best friend really does. The idea of loyalty here, and how dogs, how pets can really help you in the most troubling of circumstances. I would recommend to our listeners those topics, those books. Those are some really great programs that we had going on.
Right. Yeah. The latest book. In fact, we're going to be talking about dogs at the bottom of the hour. But the last book about dogs that we did was called Until Tuesday.
And those were one of the largest audiences.
They are always the largest audience.
And we've had John Voight on the program. We've had 3-star generals. Yeah, okay. But when we did the program on dogs, it just skyrocketed. It went off the
meter.
Yeah,
I'm looking in my list of books here to see if I can find a couple of them. Like I said, Until Tuesday was the most recent. And
I'll take a look now that I've got my computer cooked here.
He's working hard there. And but there was another one that we did about gardening. Oh, here it is. Until Tuesday, yeah. The author is Luis Carlos Montalban, and the book is Until Tuesday. And this program we did, you can go to our archives and listen if you'd like, was on the 20th of October. And it's a good book. Actually, I think we did it in November because he had a medical emergency. That's why I don't do those things. we had another one about guard dogs earlier this year, and just so many books.
And during that program, we got a call from a gentleman in Afghanistan. How about
that?
That's
true.
During the program. We're live, folks. So that was nothing pre-recorded. That was nothing expected either. And I think that really made us feel special about our program.
And I think a couple of other ones that we could mention to you as we get toward the bottom of the hour is Carl Marlantis's book, What It Is Like to Go to War. And this is a biographical story about actually what a soldier or a Marine goes through when they're in battle. And it's an amazing story. It's one of those, as Bob mentioned, one of those books that you don't want to put down. And it's just, you know, gut-wrenching, for lack of a better term, when we talk about these things.
What else do you have, Nina?
Oh.
Did she faint over there?
No, we're going to take a break here. In fact, we're going to go to our break right now as soon as I can get her attention because she's busy on the phone talking to people. But we've got two lovely young women working in our control room today, and it's nice to look through the window.
I can make a very quick one.
Okay.
I got one. This is my favorite, folks. 17th of November, 2007. You can go to our archives on our net and find it. 17th November, 2007. Point was the name of the program. Dale, you were part of that. Here's a guy who walked point for 2 years. And I just had to ask him on the pro, why did you do that? And if you want that answer, remember, he's the first person in the line. That's it, walking through the trail in the jungle. Now, why did you want to do it? And he says, it was the safest place and it had to be done. What a great answer, huh? For a lot of us military people, that's just exactly what has to be done. That's the way it is. It has to be done.
Absolutely. All right, Nina, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back right in just a moment with another book about dogs. So you're listening to Veterans Radio, and we will be right back.
The war had been going on for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Yeah. Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Donate today at giveuso.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on.
And we're back on Veterans Radio, and that was one of my favorite tunes in December of 1969, just as I was getting ready to come home. And we had a little Christmas soiree just before I got on the airplane, and that was one of the songs I remember hearing. Bob, you wanted to talk about... Bob's got a brand new computer here, and he's just going nuts.
Oh, I'm going
back
crazy.
Back at some of the programs.
I'm playing solitaire in between, folks. So I've got one here. This was 10th. November 2007, 10th November. The Servant of God, that's Father Emil Capon, a chaplain in the U.S. Army. He was a POW in Korea. And, folks, you just have to hear this. It's not necessarily a blood and guts. It's all about faith. Faith and being a prisoner of war. And the stories that he tells about how other prisoners, other POWs, how they shared clothes, they shared food, they kept their friends alive. And for all you Catholic, well, non-Catholics too, it's called The Servant of God, and it's about Father Emil J. Capon, who's just about to be beatified and become a saint.
Right, and they've also put him in for the Medal of Honor.
Yes. So once again, 10 November 2007, and you can get it on our archive.
Okay, we've got another author on the line. Hold on just a second while I got to punch you up. They've redesigned a studio, and the phone's on the other side of the room.
I know.
I can't figure this out. But anyhow, I want to welcome Kathleen Kinsolver to Veterans Radio, and her book, as I mentioned earlier, is called Dogs of War. Kathleen, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Oh, well, thank you very much for having me on, and thank you all for your wonderful service to our country.
Thank you. Thank you, Kathleen. Now, I said Dogs of War, but this is kind of a little unusual dog story about war, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think anyone, you know, these three dogs that I wrote about, you know, have been included in biographies on these three great American leaders, but I don't think anyone's ever really taken quite an angle like this to show, you know, to really focus on, you know, how these dogs had such a major impact on these very powerful leaders during World War II. So, you know, it's you know, I find it's a very, very important bond between a human and an animal, especially, you know, with a dog. These canine companions really made all the difference in their lives.
Right. I was born after World War II, so I don't remember, but I do remember hearing stories about Franklin Roosevelt and his dog, and I can't, the dog's name is slipping my memory.
Yeah, that was actually Fala.
Fala,
that was,
that's the one.
Short for, he originally named Fala Murray, the outlaw of Fala Hill, and then changed it to Fala. It was named actually after a Scottish ancestor of Roosevelt's. But yeah, Fala, I think everybody's familiar. He was probably the most famous and most popular of all first dogs. They have a statue of him next to Roosevelt's at the FDR Memorial in Washington, D.C.
That's true. I have seen that dog. That's right. It's little Scotty, wasn't it?
Yes, he was. He's a very fetching Scotty. It's interesting. They didn't always trim him. You know, like with President Bush, he had the two Scotties, Barney and Miss Beasley, and all
right.
Very well coiffed and trimmed. But Fala would oftentimes just go untrimmed, and he was kind of a big ball of fur. But, boy, what a great personality. He traveled with Roosevelt everywhere, and he even stood on his hind legs when the Star-Spangled Banner would play.
Oh, that's great. That's great. You also have some other famous dogs in history in your book.
Yes. Not a lot of people, including a lot of historians that I spoke with, knew that General Patton had a bull terrier named Willie. And, you know, contrary to the popular belief that Willie was named after William the Conqueror, which, if you saw the film Patton, that's when they were introduced to Willie, that's what Patton says to his aide, Codman. But actually, he was named after a little boy at a Patton barbecue. His name was Little Willie Whiffle, and he'd eaten a large amount and reminded Patton of his own dog, so he named him in honor of Little Willie Whiffle. So I love to tell that story.
There are other dogs, of course, in the book.
Yes, there's actually two more. There's General Eisenhower's dog named Telic, and I don't know if you know, but Telic, it's an interesting name. He decided to name the dog after Telegraph Cottage, which is where he stayed when he was stationed in London, and the letter K, which stood for Kay Summersby, who was his driver. And he said, these are two parts of my life that make me very happy. So that's how Tele got his name. But I do include a military working dog in the afterwards section. You probably know of Cairo, who cornered Osama bin Laden. So I wanted to pay tribute to a military working dog, bring it up to date. Cairo was, he was a Belgian Malinois who assisted the Navy SEAL Team 6 on their quest. So, a great heroic dog.
Well, these are amazing stories about dogs, and I encourage our listeners, again, that's why we're doing it. Here's another book that might be of interest to your family and friends, and where would we go about getting your book, War Dogs?
Well, you can get it on WND.com. That's my publisher. It's also available on Amazon, and I believe it is still available in Barnes & Noble. I know they've been sold out in their warehouse or something to that extent, but Amazon definitely is probably the most accessible, and also the worldnetdaily.com.
Okay, so this is Dogs of War. Dogs of War. I've got to make sure I get that correct, by Kathleen Kinsolving. And Kathleen, I want to thank you so much for your time that you've given us this morning. And I'm anxious to read the book.
Oh, well, it makes a great stocking stuffer for Christmas. It's small enough to fit into any large stocking.
Well, I'm going to go get my big one. Yes, Bob, you had a comment?
No, but I have another book.
Oh, well,
no,
go ahead. Are you talking dogs now?
Nope.
All right. Kathleen, I'm going to let you go.
Bob, all right. Jeffrey, well, thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you, Kathleen, very
and
much.
Happy holidays.
Thank you very much. That was Dogs of War by Kathleen Kinsolving. Yes, Bob?
Give me 2 minutes. That's it.
That's
folks, you may not know this, but my host and my friend and my partner, Dale, was a helicopter pilot in Vietnam. You may not have known it, but now you know it. And on 6/12/2005, think about how I know that was, did they have cars then, Dale?
I don't even know if we had a computer then.
But the program was the Huey and Vietnam, and Dale was also in the program, and he was on the book is In the Shadow of the Blade.
Yeah, that's a great documentary called In the Shadow of the Blade. It's by I want to say it's Arrowhead Productions, and it follows the flight of one of the last Hueys from the West Coast to the Smithsonian Air Museum, and it was a I can't remember the name of the company, but it was filmed by the group called the Robin Hoods, and they gave people rides all the way across the country. It's a great story. We're starting to stack up here on our guests.
That's okay.
And so, you got another one?
No.
Okay.
I was just reading this, and whether you were done, once again, welcome home, Dale.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Bob. It's my pleasure. I'm gonna go right now to line one. And this is Glenn Kaufman, and Glenn Kaufman is from the Veterans Flag Depot, if I've got that right. Am I correct, Glenn?
Yes, sir.
So pronounce it correctly. So
it's Kaufman.
Kaufman, right. And this is a Veterans Flag Depot. And tell me what you guys do.
We specialize in American-made flags.
And that's that. But it's not just flags. It's a great-looking company. And what is your website?
It's www.veteransflagdepot.com.
And what? How big a flag can I get from you?
You can get it all the way up to any size, actually. We can have them made special for you on our website.
So we're talking 20 feet by 40 feet, something like that?
Yeah, we've got a 30 by 60 if you need it.
Wow. I was just thinking as I was coming in this morning and thinking about talking to you that in Detroit, when I first moved to Ann Arbor, there used to be the Hudson's Building, and they used to hang a flag on the side of the building, and it seemed like it was kind of the whole thing.
I wonder what they did with that.
I don't know. It's kind of like that.
Because you just don't throw that out, obviously. No.
Properly dispose of that one. So if I wanted to buy a flag from you folks, how do I do that?
Let's come onto our website or just give us a call at 800-521-8387. Okay. And we're here 6 days a week.
And we get that number one more time?
It's 1-800-521-8387.
And what happens if you happen to be a veteran and order a flag from you folks?
Well, we'll give you a 5% discount.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, I like that. Anything helps.
Yeah, it does. You can't catch us by phone. You can enter the code VETERANS in the coupon code section on checkout.
Okay. So in addition to flags, can we get flagpoles from you and all those other accessories?
Yeah, we can get you flagpoles, military flags, lapel pins if you need them with the American flag on them, parade sets, parade accessories, POW flags, police and fire department flags. Anything else you can think of, if we don't have it, we can probably get it made for you.
Can you make bunting, too? Do you do the bunting?
Yeah, in fact, we have three sizes of the buntings.
What, do you want to put that on your box seat at the ball game?
No, but that's a good, I mean, where would you go to get bunting right now? And, you know.
Yeah, I go to the Veterans Flag Depot.
That's right. That's
exactly
how we do this, folks.
Thanks so very much. And we're going to get together because we're going to put a banner ad from the Veterans Flag Depot up on our website, as I mentioned, as soon as I can figure out how to do that. And so that you can go and get these flags and support your veterans. And I'll tell you, there aren't that many people that fly American flags anymore, which is really upsetting to me because I think I'm one of two in our whole neighborhood that has it up all the time. But you... And it has to be replaced because the weather in Michigan kind of does its number on flags. But so we encourage you, go to the Veterans Flag Depot and get that American flag or your POW flag, or they'll probably make a flag if you want one for your unit.
Yes, sir. We can do that as well.
That's what I thought. Glenn Kaufman of Veterans Flag Depot, thank you very much for being
on
Veterans Rep.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Hey, and thank you, and thanks for your service, and welcome home.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to go right now to our line six, which is Mike Moffitt. Mike, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Yes, it's great to be on, Dale. Thanks for your interest in our book, Fahim Speaks.
Okay, so we got to get you got 2 minutes to do your elevator speech on Fahim's speech before we have you on the program, probably at the beginning of next year.
Okay, well, that 2 minutes is great. Fahim is spelled F-A-H-I-M, Fahim Speaks, and it's the book that won the gold medal for the top military biography at the NWSA Military Writers Society of America event in Dayton, which is where I met you in September. And briefly, it's about a Hollywood actor, actually an Afghan native from Kabul who escaped, came to America, became a citizen, followed his dream, became a Hollywood actor. He's been in a lot of movies and TV shows. And most recently, Argo, actually. He plays a bad guy as he's typecast in Argo. But I met him in Afghanistan. I was there with the Marines And he was an interpreter, went back to his old country, and to great effect, he's very charismatic, a wonderful man, loves America. He's the type of guy we yearn to see, an immigrant refugee from an Islamic country who loves America, went back into harm's way, and he was so effective as a translator, bringing together Marines and Afghans that the Taliban put a price on his head. So his story is a love story, a Hollywood story, a war story, adventure story, and I think he is going to be very consequential as his story gets better known. It's Fahim, F-A-H-I-M, Fahim Speaks. It's available on Amazon, Amazon.com, and it's available via Kindle as well. And, yeah, Fahim Speaks by Michael Moffitt and Fahim Fosley.
All right. See, we got your time. Thanks very much, Mike. I strongly encourage people to read this book. I've read it, and we're going to have Michael on later in the year. Thanks, Mike. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after this.
You have honorably served the United States and the Marine Corps in times of peace and war. Now we would like to serve you. The Marine Scholars Program covers the total cost of attending Ave Maria University. By combining resources from the Ave Maria University Marine Scholars Funding, federal financial aid entitlements, and the GI Bill. The benefits are granted for the duration of the recipient's study at Ave Maria University, contingent upon good conduct and good academic standing. The Marine Scholars Program is open to all reserve and active component Marines and other combat veterans of Operation Enduring Freedom and Operation Iraqi Freedom who have honorably served our country. Please visit us online at www.avemaria.edu or call the Assistant Director of Admissions at 239-280-2552. You helped us. Now let us help you. Semper Fi.
For the memory of sentimental verse, nothing in my purse, and chuckles when the preacher said, for better or for worse.
How lovely it was.
That's Bob Hope.
Was that Bob?
That's Bob.
Boy,
that's Bob
you?
And Dolores, his wife. Singing
okay.
Because she was a singer before they got married. The reason I played that, folks, is to give a promo. Next week, we're going to do a story on the USO, and we're going to have representatives from the USO talking about the history, the United Services Organization. We've all of those of us who have been in the military are very familiar with the USO, providing entertainment, shows, places where we can sleep in airports, get decent food, and so forth. And we're going to talk about their mission, their history of the USO, starting back in 1941 with World War II, of course, and what their mission is going forward today. So we're really excited to have them on, and we encourage you to tune in. That's next week on Veterans Radio, USO. Joining me on the line right now is our good friend and partner and award-winning author himself, Dwight Zimmerman. Dwight, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Thank you, Dale, and hi, Bob. How are you?
How you doing, Dwight? Good to be back.
Yes, great to hear your voice again.
Well, you know that, Dwight, as I mentioned before, in addition to being a host of the At Ease portion of Veterans Radio, which is always the last Saturday of every month, you are also a renowned author in your own right. And we want to talk about some of the books that you've brought out this year, including, of course, the one that's based on Killing Lincoln.
Yes, you're talking about Lincoln's Last Days, which I had a great time collaborating with Bill O'Reilly in adapting that book for young readers. I've written a number of books for young adults, middle school and high school students, and just want to touch on that a little bit because years ago when I started writing my books and talking with my agent, I said, well, one of the things I really want to do here is write about history and make it accessible to school children because what we've discovered over the past few years is that kids are increasingly more ignorant about our nation's history and just history in general. There were a few articles in the papers not too long ago here, and teachers are really, they've got so much that they have to do, and but a problem that they've experienced was that school texts themselves tend to be, in a word, boring.
Right.
And, you know, history is not just names and dates. It's people that make history. And I've really worked hard to try and turn stories of important events and things like that into accessible stories for kids.
Well, I think it's important. We talked about this earlier with our guest from Zenith Press, that your friend Wayne Vancent has put together one of his graphic novels on Normandy.
Yes.
And I know you've worked with Wayne on what's in that, your book on Vietnam.
Yes, that was the Vietnam War, a graphic history. I've known Wayne for a couple of decades now. He's a wonderful, wonderful person, an incredibly talented artist. And I also collaborated with him on another graphic history on the Civil War. It's called The Hammer and the Anvil, Frederick Douglass, Abraham Lincoln, and the End of Slavery in America. It's gotten great critical reviews. It came out a month just in advance of Lincoln's last days. And you know, I've just been thrilled with how Lincoln's last days has been. People have been snapping that up like crazy. It hit number one in the New York Times best-selling list, and it's been going strong.
I want you to talk about also your book about the Medal of Honor recipients.
Ah, you're talking about Uncommon Valor.
That's the one.
Yes. That I collaborated with John D. Gresham, who was collaborated with Tom Clancy on these guided tour books.
Mm-hmm.
And this was really a great project. I loved working with John on this. And the thing there was that since Vietnam, when we started work on the project, there were only, five medals of honor that had been awarded. And essentially what we discovered was that people over time forgot what the Medal of Honor was.
Right.
And this was an effort to not only tell the stories of the warriors who earned it in Afghanistan and Iraq, but also to tell people the entire history of the Medal of Honor. It was really an incredible effort. It was the most stressful writing I had ever done, because when I'm telling most of the individuals who received the Medal of Honor in Afghanistan and Iraq did so posthumously, and I have to say it was very, very tough getting into those final paragraphs, you know, up to the moment in which these brave men gave their all.
It's emotional even for you to talk about it, isn't it?
It still is, even though it's been a number of years now.
I know, but I just want to make sure. I wanted our people to know about that, because we always try to do a Medal of Honor thing each program just to honor these currently men that have, you know, paid that ultimate price and have also, you know, in talking with them, it has changed their lives so dramatically. And they feel like they represent all of the people that came home or didn't come home. And so they, you know, it puts an extra burden on them.
Yes, and there are now fewer than 100. It's something in the low 90s right now.
Mm-hmm.
I really am happy that you guys have been doing that Medal of Honor series, because the stories are just absolutely incredible, all of these individuals.
Well, Dwight, so tell me again, the books that people want to get from you this Christmas.
Okay, well, Uncommon Valor, the Medal of mm-hmm. Honor, and the warriors who earned it in Afghanistan and Iraq. The Hammer and the Anvil, Frederick Douglass, Abraham Lincoln, and the End of Slavery in America. Then, of course, Lincoln's Last Days, my adaptation of Bill O'Reilly's Killing Lincoln. I also adapted Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee, the classic work of the American West called Saga of the Sioux. And then there's this book called First Command, Paths to Leadership, which essentially tells the stories of the first commands of famous generals. Because everyone has to start out somewhere.
That's
Where
true.
Is it?
That's true. Well, Dwight, thanks so very much for calling in. I wanted to make sure we got you on there. They can go to Amazon and just punch in Dwight Zimmerman, and they'll get all kinds of books that you've been involved in. And make sure you support our partner there.
Well, thank you, Dale. No, it's really great to be on the show, of course, and looking forward to the At Ease program at the end of the month. I've got some putting together a really nice show, and good luck with you guys, and hope you guys have a great Christmas.
Same to you, Dwight. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. On our line right now is we've got our friend Mike Jones.
There we go.
Mike, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Good morning, Dale.
Boy, it's been busy, I'll tell you.
It has. What a wonderful program. Look, these great ideas for gifts not only to veterans, but people who, even like you said in this last guest here, young people who might become veterans.
That's right. Speaking of one.
What better way to instill the image of our country into the minds of young people who then might grow up to decide to defend it. So that gift of history is huge, and our country is sorely lacking it right now. So that's wonderful. And I just wanted to say congratulations on a wonderful year, and I want to wish all of your listeners an incredible, wonderful Christmas season. And I also want to say, there's another way you can give a gift, and that is to support Veterans Radio. And you can support Veterans Radio. One way to do that, of course, is to go to AveMariaRadio.net and hit on the donate button there.
There you go.
Your gift.
I mentioned that earlier. I should point out that Mike Jones is the program manager here at Ave Maria Radio.
A little chilling there. Sorry about that.
That's okay. I did that at the beginning of the program.
He has a small position here.
It's just this,
How you doing, Mike?
Very good, Bob. God bless you for being back. And like I said, what a great program. Thank you so much for that today.
Well, thank you, Mike, and of course, we encourage our listeners to support both Ave Maria and, of course, Veterans Radio.
You bet. You bet. I'm looking forward this year for my young man who's in the military. We're presenting him with a sword for his graduation from the Air Force Academy.
Wow.
And so I'm very excited about that as a sort of a reward. He'll be graduating this May. And that's my gift to the closest veteran to my heart. Anyway.
There you go. And in May, we want to have both of you on the program.
Absolutely.
To talk about his experiences at the Air Force Academy.
That would be wonderful. It's a great institution, as all the academies are. And I just, once again, can never say enough to say thank you to both of you gentlemen for your hard work and the voice that you give to our nation's heroes.
Thank you very much, Mike. We'll be talking again. Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Bye-bye.
Yes, Robert.
Yes, okay. I have a quick one. 16th of June, 2007, to go to our archives. Where have all our heroes gone? Dale was part of this way back when, and the author is Gary W. Toyn.
Toyn.
And it's an untold story of a Medal of Honor recipient, George E. If I can pronounce this, Weiland, in the Battle of Iwo Jima. Where have all our heroes gone? Gary W.
Toyn.
That's it. Okay, there we go.
All right, we got about a minute to go, and so I apologize to those people that are hanging on the line and won't be able to get to you today. But hang on, and I'll try to talk to you after the program and see if we can get some more information about your materials on there. I wanted to mention also one of the authors that wasn't able to give us a call today who's going to be local. And, this is Teresa Irish wrote a book of her father's letters called A Thousand Letters Home that they found in a box and when he passed away. But Teresa is going to be at the local Barnes & Noble here in Ann Arbor, Michigan, tomorrow, the 16th, I believe it is, at 2 p.m., Barnes & Noble, the intersection of Washtenaw and Huron Parkway. So if you get the opportunity to go down there and tell her that you heard about it on Veterans Radio. We want to thank all of you so much for your support of Veterans Radio. We can't do this without you. Our partner, Gary Lilly, is in our hearts at all times. And Gary, wherever you are, thank you so much for your support. And
he's right here.
He is an angel sitting on our shoulder along with our other angels that are sitting in our control room today. So I want to thank all of you for listening to Veterans Radio. We'll be back next week. You are dismissed.
views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of Veterans Radio or this station. Veterans Radio is a production of Veterans Radio, LLC.